Dr. Pinsky with a male IME on Juan Rios, R-I-O-S. The examinee was assisted with his intake questionnaire by our bilingual medical assistant slash scribe. But according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, on 8-5-20, Mr. Rios was getting down from a boat and fell, hitting his head and left arm. But this was from a height of about 5 feet. Period, he did not experience loss of consciousness. Period, he subsequently underwent surgery on 8-20-21, but has completed his course of active treatment. Period, any paragraph, per his claim petition, he alleges on 8-5-20, he fell headfirst from a ladder while working on a yacht, injuring his left arm, comma, left hand, comma, and head. Period, treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 8-5-20, where he underwent numerous diagnostic studies to be inserted. Period. He denied any loss of consciousness, weakness, numbness, or tingling. Period. His pain level was 4/10. Period. There was a 2.5 centimeter laceration to the superior orbital ridge on the left side, with no significant pain on palpation. Period. He had tenderness and limited range of motion of the left wrist. Period. He was diagnosed with facial laceration and radius fracture, for which he was treated and released. Period. In paragraph on 10-6-20, Mr. Rios came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Islinger. Period. He had a fracture of his wrist, but also developed increasing pain in the elbow, consistent with post-traumatic lateral epicondylitis. Period. His wrist seems to be improving, but he was still having difficulty in the elbow area. Period. He diagnosed symptomatic traumatic left elbow lateral epicondylitis, as well as healing distal radius fracture. Period. Corticosteroid injection was given to the elbow. Period. He continued to see Dr. Islinger over the next several months and remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 8-20-21. He performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Rios followed up postoperatively through 1-20-22. Period. On that occasion, he reported improving left elbow pain that was 6/10. Period. He reported difficulty with range of motion. Period. Upon exam, elbow motion was almost full but lacking terminal extension. Period. He was released from the work injury at maximum medical improvement and was now on full duty. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears. There was tenderness palpation superior to the right eyebrow laterally, which he states was where he had the laceration. But there was no signs of scarring infection. Redness, warmth, or exudate. Period. The rest of that is normal. Neurologic is normal. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed, faint, open linear scarring, 1.5 inches in length at the left lateral epicondyle. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left elbow motion was full in all spheres, but supination and pronation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right elbow, both shoulders, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Resisted left wrist extension elicited tenderness. Period. He was tender at palpation anteriorly at the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Period. Under hands with elbows. Resisted left elbow pronation and supination elicited tenderness, but this was negative on the right. And then shoulders will be normal. Cervical. He was tender at the bilateral paravertebral musculature and the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but not on the left or in the midline. Compared the rest of that is normal. Thoracic, it was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. And the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 8/5/21, Rios fell from a height of about 5 feet off of a boat while at work. Pretty struck his head, but did not have lost his consciousness. Pretty was seen at the emergency room the same day, where his scalp laceration was repaired. Pretty also underwent numerous radiographic studies that identified a fracture of the radius. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Islinger, who initially treated him conservatively. Period. Eventually, surgery was done on 8/20/21 to be inserted. Pretty followed up postoperatively with improving symptoms. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period. There was full range of motion of the left upper extremity, including the shoulder, elbow, wrist, and fingers. Period. Left elbow pronation and supination elicited tenderness. Period. This was reproduced with resistance. Period. Left hand grasp was minimally reduced at 5-5. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hand and shoulder were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left hand or head. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. And that is the end.